afternoon to you. Thanks for joining us today. The Lori and Julia Show on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. There's a little day coming up towards the end of the week where people go absolutely nuts.
That's right.
Oh, I know. I just got a text. Are we going to the Mall of
Well,
America?
Here's the deal. Our show on Friday, we are going from 12 noon to 2 o'clock. So we're only working 2 hours.
As opposed to three.
And we can go to happy hour.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, so awesome. Mm-hmm. So we are working on Friday.
Shows are working, but abbreviated schedules.
Abbreviated. My dad is very sad. I'm not able to go shopping with him this year. And I am sad, too, because I totally power shop wherever he goes. I give him massive amounts of crap at JCPenney's when he's doing his bra and underwear shopping for his wife.
They have an excellent
and
selection.
And I always say to him, Dad, you're so brave to just openly shop for the things you need. And he does get a little bit, you know, because I like to pretend they're for him. But I just go wherever he goes and then presents jump out at me. So I just am buying.
I remember the year that the Jacqueline Smith
cashmere sweater
jumped out at you. Mm-hmm. I just folded that thing up and unfolded it.
It's a nice sweater.
It is. I just laughed at it. Yeah. I just unpacked my winner, and I'm like, this is from the Jacqueline Smith collection at Kmart. That lady got me the cashmere sweater.
It was such a good deal. It was like $39.
Great deal.
It's so funny.
I know it. Okay, so anyway, I don't know if CBS, but both GMA and the Today Show had their Black Friday of like, here's what's going on, here's what's open, here's what's not. The Today Show had a little bit more complete, so let's roll it.
With just days until Thanksgiving, many retailers are shifting focus to stuffing shopping bags rather than turkeys by offering Black Friday savings ahead of the holiday.
Guess what? It's Black Friday at Target.
This Wednesday through Friday only, get 50% off your entire purchase.
We just went in Macy's and it was already like all Black Friday sales, even though it's before Thanksgiving.
Some things we bought today and some things we're going to wait until Wednesday and some things we'll wait till Friday.
Nearly 70% of Americans say they plan to shop during Thanksgiving weekend and Cyber Monday, while some will actually carve out time on Turkey Day to go bargain hunting. 115 million Americans will wait until Black Friday, still the busiest shopping day of the year.
I know that comes as a surprise to a lot of people, but plenty of retailers are focusing their efforts on Black Friday promotions. In fact, 42% are planning to target in-store shoppers.
This year, holiday retail sales are expected to climb to more than $682 billion, prompting some retailers to get a jump start on collecting their share of your spending. JCPenney, Sears, Target, and Best Buy all opening their doors on Thanksgiving Day. Walmart will stay open for 24 hours, but their deals won't start until 6 p.m. Experts say Thanksgiving Day will feature the best prices for video games, computers, cameras, and sports equipment. On Black Friday, TJ Maxx and Nordstrom will open early, along with most other retailers. The discounts will be dramatic on Black Friday. Top American retailers are slashing their prices by 37% on average. Kohl's and JCPenney offering even deeper discounts, with some items marked more than 60% off.
We are starting to see a trend where Black Friday promotion is starting earlier. So people, as they are doing their research on products, there's been a concerted effort in the retail front to try and stretch that shopping season out.
On Black Friday itself, experts say look for tablets and TVs online, and in stores, look for cookware and beauty products. Cyber Monday will be the best day to buy toys online, but if you're buying those toys in person, wait until December. That's also when you'll find the best deals on winter clothing and fitness equipment.
All right, so one more tip. This is my favorite one as you plot your shopping strategy. If you're looking to purchase plane tickets or get a last-minute vacation, maybe off-season, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and Travel Tuesday are your dates, especially if your dates are flexible for your travel.
I thought that was a really good report. I'm a kamikaze shopper.
What?
I'm a kamikaze shopper. I just, whatever store I'm in, I just find it. And then if something speaks to me, I just like, that's how I don't really.
You're not browsing. You just.
Some people like are, they really like I'm going here and they know exactly what they're doing. I know Casey is, but we're buying a new TV. And so he has been like researching the television whatever.
I just did that.
Yeah, he's been doing
the consumer reports that he gives us as subscriptions every year.
Yeah, for Christmas.
That's what I used to pick the one out that I got.
What did you get, Donnie? Why don't you share it with us?
I got a Samsung. That was the top rated for the 4K Ultra HD was the two Samsung models.
Yeah. I think that's what I have. I have two Samsungs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, he's like, yeah, I'm doing that. But I am really a kamikaze shopper. I just find myself in a store and I just land here and I land there and I just find. And before you know it, I'm like, what have I bought? But anyway, I'm getting up on Friday morning before I come to work. And in honor of my dad, who will be shopping in Duluth without me, I'll be shopping down here without him. I don't know that I'm going to Kmart, Walmart, and Menards, which is some of the stores that my dad loves to go to. And I always find stuff. I always find
Menards
stuff at all three.
Has wonderful things.
Yeah. So,
and so does Mills Fleet Farm, just on the end caps.
We always go to Mills Fleet Farm.
Oh, my God, I love
Farm.
Those places. Yeah. For just the crazy. Mall of America, they're doing a bunch of different things because they are closed on Thursday, on Thanksgiving. Yeah. And they are, you know, treating their people who work there, their employees to a special, you know, calling, they get time and a half for working on Friday.
I like that Nordstrom and TJ Maxx are opening early. Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
I always go to the Mall of America on Black Friday.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'm going this year.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got to run. It is time for Random Thoughts.
Entertainment.
You know, I saw this story the other day.
Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if.
And now, Julia's Random Thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
Save the internet. Save the internet. Okay, so here is the deal. We talked about it at the beginning of our show, and it sounds like it's going to happen, but the FCC announced plans today to repeal the net neutrality laws that were enacted under the Obama administration. And what that means is it means that if you, under the new plan, Comcast could theoretically throttle or block access to content it doesn't like.
Yeah.
The people on content, or it could incentivize other content by offering it at free or faster speeds. Netflix, for example, which competes directly with Comcast cable TV offerings, could see itself on a losing end with the new rules.
Yeah, so, the free and open internet, as we know today, could be gone for good. And the reason why they announced it today...
It's a holiday week. No one's
that's
around.
Right. It's deliberate that they did it the Tuesday of Thanksgiving week. The vote is December 14th. Yeah. Go on Twitter.
Well, let me just tell you, because they said the FCC received more than 22 million comments that they want net neutrality, which means everyone has access to the internet, big or small, whoever you are, no matter what cable what internet provider you have. Most were opposed to the change, but they say 80% were sent by bots. So there's 17% that were authentic that still disagreed. And the former chairman, Tom Wheeler of the FCC, had an interview today with the Washington Post, and he says his successor's actions are tragic because the job of the FCC is to represent the consumer.
The people.
If you like your cable company, you'll love what this does for the internet because it gives internet service providers the same kind of control over content and prices cable operators have today.
And nobody loves that.
No, that's his point.
Yeah, I know
that. So anyway, there's a vote of five people on the FCC board. There are... they say it's going to be 3-2, and it's really unfortunate because this will affect everybody. So if you feel strongly about it, here's the number to call.
Okay.
It is 202-418-1000.
That's the FCC chairman, too,
yeah, and
I
don't know if he'll care because he's the one that's been trying to get this.
And he worked for, didn't he work for Verizon?
Yeah, and he was the one that sued the FCC, and then
Here's the thing. Couldn't this be a constitutional issue for free speech?
I don't know, Laurie.
I mean, that is what the FCC is in charge of. I mean, we're mandated by the FCC. We have to do good with our airwaves.
Yes, I don't think that would hold up in court.
Who even knows? But we don't want to have to get to that.
But it seems like it's going to happen. And if you care about your internet and want to have access to big and small and speed, no matter what you use and what you do, you should try to do something.
Yeah.
Do something.
If you're not freaking out about this, you're not paying attention.
Okay.
Thank you, Julia.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. We didn't mean to scold people, but here is the deal. Well, I think people need to know something.
People will want to know that. I mean, it's like a public service. To me, Donnie, as far as I'm concerned, we are doing a public service, and this can go in the public file.
Oh, all right. Sure.
This whole conversation that we've had.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know what net neutrality means.
That's mandated by the FCC that we do good with our airwaves.
All right, well, here, I'm going to do good right now.
All right, more good.
Do you know something? I'm going to give you a little turkey update because we do this about every year, but you know what the beak is called, Lori? You know what it's called. The dangly appendages that hangs from the turkey forehead to the beak is called the... Come on, we do this.
The coxcomb?
No.
The coxcomb?
The snood.
The snood, that's right.
The snood. And the wattle is the piece on the chin. But these change colors depending on how the turkey is feeling and what they're thinking.
Really? Like a moon ring.
Tom Turkey, It is. Turkey appendages are like moon rings.
Moon rings is
the headline, Lori. So they're saying that according to turkeys, if a Tom Turkey, a boy, is attracted to someone, their waddle...
Let me guess, gets red.
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Well, you always see that with dogs, horses.
Yeah, engorged means red.
All right, and then if the turkey's scared, they take on a blue tint, and if it's ailing, it becomes very, very, very pale.
Oh, I was going to say gray.
Yeah, grayish. Now, this is something. Do you know what turkey poop looks like?
I assume like any other bird.
No. And it's different between men and women, male and female.
Oh my God. How far down in your research did you go to get this turkey?
The men's droppings look like a J for Julia. And that spiral-shaped poo is what the women are, like a fusilli noodle.
Oh, you're disgusting.
Well, it's a very graphic description. Mm-hmm.
They have so much better vision than we do, wild turkeys. They can detect motion from far, far away, but their vision is 3 times greater than 20/20.
And can you explain to me why they're so dumb and wander across roads and railroad tracks and they're dangerously close to traffic?
In
the city of St. Paul.
They're not as dumb as the...
But they're like pecking around where cars are and... I don't know.
Their peripheral vision is 270 degrees. Ours is 180.
Wow, okay.
They can also see UV light, which helps them identify predators. I don't know. I don't know, Lori, but guess what the state is the main turkey state?
Minnesota?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Every year,
mm-hmm.
a turkey from Minnesota receives a presidential pardon.
Yeah.
Not all turkeys gobble. Females kind of make a...
Okay, I've had enough turkey talk. Save some of this wonderful stuff for tomorrow.
No, I'm done. Okay. I'm done. All right. My God, I love how crabby you are.
I'm not crabby. Okay. It's just how much turkey info can we process?
Honest to God, I get so much sex info from you. How much can we process, Lori? That's what I want to know.
Endless.
Do we have to keep getting it?
Yes, because that sex is part of life. Turkeys are not, unless you're a turkey farmer. And of course, there's probably a lot listening right now, and they're plotting you somewhere in there.
And they're sending daggers at you. Okay, what do you think is the best time, you know, if you're going out of town and driving out of town for Thanksgiving?
Well, it's always traditionally been like Thursday morning. Hasn't that been a good time?
You should leave on, the worst time to leave town is going to be Wednesday at 4.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so don't do that.
Isn't that kind of every holiday weekend?
Yes. Okay, so this is happening on Friday if you want to plan ahead and not pay the $7 fee it costs to get into our parks. You can take the family to a state park for free on Friday. All 75 of Minnesota's state parks will be free, continuing in the tradition of getting outside.
Should I tell you what the weather is going to be?
It's going to be nice.
It's kind of going to be nice all over the state.
I know.
Yeah, lovely.
All right, tell us what it's going to be. Well, you're looking for that.
Like 50.
It's going to be outrageous.
50?
50.
I'm seeing 40.
Okay, I like what my phone says. Right. And then up in Duluth.
Lori's phone is more optimistic than me.
And then 46 up in Duluth. So if you're going to go to Tattagooch Park or, you know, Cook Park.
Yes.
That's nice.
I think.
Because that finally reopened, you know, the Jay Cook State Park.
Was it closed for a while?
Oh, after the floods in Duluth? I mean, it was closed. It was closed for a couple years, I think.
Oh, all right.
Might even have been 3. It had so much damage.
Got it. Now, I think this is a good idea. I want to get your opinion, you guys. The commissioner in Las Vegas wants to ban private cars from the Strip between Mandalay Bay and Stratosphere and just allow, you know, cabs, limousines, buses, and other things because of what happened to the first responders. They couldn't, you know how the traffic gets on the strip?
Yeah.
And it blocks up everything so much. And so they want to just have, I kind of like this idea because if you don't have regular cars driving on the strip, it eliminates a lot of traffic because it takes so long to get across the street sometimes or down the block.
I do know locals that are there never avoid the strip.
They drive on the backside.
They go on the backside.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm going to let the Vegas people
decide
out. The residents, the people who live there.
Okay.
I don't know if that would really be rock blocking traffic or not.
All right.
Maybe.
And don't jaywalk there. It costs $271.
Payable on the spot.
On the spot.
Get your credit card.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Get it ready.
Yep.
Okay. Does decorating for Christmas super early make you happier, Lori? By the look on your face and the turkey talk, I'm thinking absolutely not.
No.
No,
mm-hmm.
me neither.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No. Is that the deal? It does
make
people happier?
Well, most people decorate this weekend.
A lot of people that
they
like
start.
To, they
the
start.
Outside stuff and everything starts this weekend.
Yeah, my dad starts.
I started this morning.
He gets his grandsons on as soon as everybody's, the football game is over, out to the garage to start hauling the Christmas ornaments and trees and...
Does he do a big production?
Oh, three trees, and you can't even believe the production.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
Daddy likes Christmas.
Daddy,
do we have Christmas on the roads? Is it just lovely out there, Kenny?
No.
Have a big house with hey, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Tuesday of Thanksgiving week. All the good salespeople tomorrow will be done working by 11, I hope, 11 a.m., maybe noon.
What does that mean?
Just, you know, how you just have things. Things are going on. There's nobody to call if you're a
you
salesperson.
Oh, I thought you meant store salespeople.
No, I'm like, they will. Salespeople that in corporate America.
Oh, you mean like our people.
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic.
That's what I used to love about being in sales.
It kind of is because there's nobody to call on. There's nobody to call on. So you work your buns off. So
from
it's
home.
From home. That's
conveniently
right.
Located at
conveniently
home.
From
yes.
home. Okay. So Donnie posted this on our show page today, and it's Pink and Chanum, the video for Beautiful Trauma, which is this song that Pink performed on the side of the hotel at the AMAs.
Yes.
I love that song. And it is such a great video.
It really is. It's like a kitschy 1950s. A video that has so much fun and it campy. It's campy. It's fun. They dance together in it.
Uh-huh.
And
I think Chanum is the Tom Hanks of his generation. He has the potential. He needs a few more movies, under his belt. But he's not so good looking that he's intimidatingly beautiful. He's got more like the everyman look.
And he's so easygoing in all different areas.
Yeah.
I mean... You know, he's a guy
that... He can act, he can sing.
He had to dance to make money, and he everyone likes being around him.
Yeah. It was good. It's just it was a really great video.
I think you're right about him being the Tom Hanks. I'm trying to think of who's our Brad Pitt of this generation, though.
It would have been Charlie Hunnam if he'd taken the 50 Shades instead of the...
We need
King
a new
Arthur
Brad
movie.
Pitt and a new George Clooney. I just don't know who they are yet.
Yeah, by the way, that's a total made-up story that Brad...
And Angelina had lunch?
That Brad Pitt has said marrying Angelina was the worst mistake of his life and that the love
I never
of his
even
life
read
was
that.
Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, for God's sake.
No, I don't think so.
Completely made-up story. Mm. And, you guys talked about that. We talked about this with Holly at the top of whatever hour it is, the Eagles and Jimmy Buffett concert that's going to happen at Target Field on June 30th. The tickets go on sale next Saturday, December 2nd. But I love that Glenn Frey's son, Deacon, has joined the band.
I know. And he's taken over for his dad
for his
and
dad.
Sings all of his songs.
And it'll be nice because there'll be a 24-year-old in the band, and that's just going to bring, I think, some great energy to those guys. And did a few shows over the summer.
Yes,
they did.
They did one on the East Coast and one on the West Coast.
And by the way, that's a Saturday night.
Yeah, June 30th. Yes. That would be a great show to go to.
It's 4th of July weekend, I'm just saying, but I don't have my cabin, so it's yours.
Yeah.
It's a Saturday night. 4th of July is on Wednesday of that week.
Right, so a lot of people will either take, either side of that, but Deacon has signed on to the band full-time.
Oh, he has.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And Jimmy Buffett's so much fun to see. This would just be so much fun.
we're getting tickets.
Yeah, we are. I don't know how we're getting them.
I don't know either.
Because at December 2nd, I'm so bad the day of when they go on sale and...
Leave it to me.
Okay, leave that's it to my me. Son's birthday.
Yes. So
I can't be bothered.
You can't be bothered.
I told him yesterday. I'm like, you know, he says, all my friends are out of town on my birthday. And I said, that's fine. We'll go do something. I am not doing something with
21
on my 21st birthday.
And that's on a Saturday?
Yeah.
How lucky is
and
he?
And I said, you are not drinking 21 shots of anything either.
No.
You know, I'm like going through, Mom. And I then I
where
go,
would all of his friends be on that weekend?
I don't know.
He's going to find somebody.
I don't know. Well, yeah, I was just kind of like, okay, we can go to a movie and we'll go to dinner. He's just he couldn't have been more disgusted.
I am too for him. I didn't.
And I only did that to get a rise out of him because it's so easy.
Yeah, you knew he had no intention.
Gosh, then I'm going to have no one under
21.
I'm going to have a 22 and a 21-year-old.
This is how it works.
Mm-hmm. I know. Yeah. It's amazing.
It's when you start lying and saying that they're 10, 11 that I'm going to start worrying about you.
It will be hard to make that one worry because they have pubic hair. So that will be a hard one.
So how much are you willing to spend on Eagles tickets? I see the top price was, what, $495?
Well, Not that.
I kind of feel like $95 to $495. You went before. I've never been to Target Field for a concert.
Yeah, I think we paid to see Paul McCartney.
One I would have died to see.
I think those tickets were like $300 each, which really made me like ow.
But you loved that.
I did, and I.
It's a new pair of boots, Laurie.
I did girl math on it because Casey and I had gone to Bonnaroo, and Paul McCartney was one of the headliners for Bonnaroo, and I'd never seen him before. And we paid like $395 for a 4-day pass.
Got it.
And we saw a gazillion bands.
Right.
And so I was like, well, we never really paid to see Paul McCartney.
Got it.
We got it for free at Bonnaroo.
I love this.
That was my girl math. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we saw Casey Musgraves and we saw The Talking Dead and we saw Dwight Yoakam and we saw Macklemore and we saw...
You saw a ton of people.
We saw a ton of people for that $395 wristband price or whatever it was. So that was the girl math I did in my mind that we saw Paul McCartney free.
Is it's a pair of boots.
Yeah, there you go.
All right.
Yeah. I just bought a new pair of boots that I'm not sure I'm ever going to wear for that price.
Oh, no. We'll return them.
Well, I bought them in Hayward, Wisconsin.
Well, you'll get back to Hayward.
I don't think so. I don't have the receipt or anything. I know it. I just bought a really one, you know, and I'm like, oh, dear. All right. So other things that are happening.
Okay.
Aretha Franklin's friends feel like they need to comment on their health. So Aretha Franklin just thought that she should tell everybody that she is not dying of pancreatic cancer, and she doesn't know where that
came up like
came
3
from.
Years ago.
I'm sitting there reading the newspapers, and it was saying someone in my family said that. No one in my family ever said that. She announced she was retiring, but she's planning on a music that's going to be released. She's planning on opening up a nightclub as well, but she's fine, people.
Yeah, no, remember?
She's fine. Yeah, I do. That was that's
came
old.
Up before.
Yeah, I don't know where that's coming.
Okay,
and then,
here's a set your DVR December 6th. If you like, do you ever watch those CMT Crossroads where they have like a country person and someone else and they do songs together like Darius Rucker did one not long ago.
No.
So this one on December 6th, it's Kesha and Old Crow Medicine Show.
Who's Old Crow?
Donnie, what is Old Crow Medicine Show? Did they do the Wagon Wheel originally? The Darius Rucker cover?
Oh, yeah, maybe they did. I'll let me see if I can
find think
that
they
for
did.
You.
You know how Darius Rucker had the great hit with Wagon Wheel?
Right.
And I think that originally was Old Crow Medicine Band, but it's going to be Kesha and that. And so they're, you know, Americana.
Oh, I love
is
Americana.
How
right.
I would
okay,
describe
fine.
Old Crow Medicine. And yeah, this is the original Wagon Wheel.
Oh, it is? I thought Darius Rucker.
No, it's a remake, a recover. Great song, and she'll do this with them.
Oh, yeah, and she's got a voice.
Coming my way to North Carolina, staring up the road, pray to God I see headlights.
I can hear Kesha doing country.
Totally.
She will do this song with them,
she's
I guarantee.
She's from, like, Tennessee or something. She's from the South. Yeah, she grew up down there.
Do you think her album, Praying, is going to get recognized at the Grammys? I think so.
Well.
That album.
That song, for sure, because I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love
the album, though.
Yeah,
too?
I'm in love with
Kelly Clarkson is on your because
I listened to Pink's new album last night.
Yeah,
and I Kelly Clarkson is my girl. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is. I just think she's got the voice right now.
Yeah,
she's got the voice.
All right.
Uh huh. That's right. What she's
well,
doing.
Really, Beyonce has the voice because
she's got the money.
She's the top of the list. And then listen to this: Lady Gaga's fiance Christian Carino. Got a massive tattoo of her face on his arm.
Oh, boy.
Oh, on his left arm.
Danger, Will Robinson.
He shared it on a Gaga fan account. And the photo that he used for inspiration is a Gaga photo that was in V Magazine Asia from 2011. Mm. And the tattoo is also visible in a romantic picture that Lady Gaga shared on her Instagram account. And so they're not in a rush to get married because she's focusing on finishing, you know, her tour dates that she had to make up in the U.S. And then she's got to make up the European.
Right.
And then she's trying to get better. So anyway, he used to date this Christian Carino. He used to date his client, Lauren Cohen, from Walking Dead.
Okay.
Oh, she's an actress?
She's the one, Glenn's widow.
You would know.
Oh, yeah, you guys don't watch
don't,
that
don't
show.
Watch
Why
that.
Do I always think you watch
no,
Walking Dead,
no,
Donnie?
I don't.
Anyway, I don't like it.
That is a big honking tattoo.
Do you
Let
see
me see
the photo?
It.
Yeah,
oh, I got to
right
look
on
it up.
It's a left arm, about the bicep of his left
the
arm.
The whole. That's going to be...
I don't know why people do that.
Because they're daring love.
Do it on your butt cheek, then.
They're daring love. I mean, it's the name. It's very... It's a tricky situation once you do that. All right, listen, when we go... when we come back, we're in a Hollywood speak, and we have a lot to Hollywood speak.
Is the meaning of this.
All right, let's get at it.
Oh, let's call it consciously coupling. Gwyneth Paltrow is engaged to Brad Falchuk after more than 3 years of dating. This is Us Weekly. She's been waiting to announce it on Goop, and they've been quietly dating since 2014.
Julia? She met... Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's finally divorced.
Yeah.
He's finally divorced, but they met, remember when she was on Glee and she was so delightful and cute and charming?
And they were both married.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's why they've quietly dated and never walked a red carpet together.
There's a little overlap.
Because they both were consciously married to other people.
Consciously.
And it would be bad
Unconsciously
for,
married.
Yeah, it would be bad for their image to do all of this. They've never walked a red carpet together. And
he's hot. I like this, you know.
Yeah. Source told Us Weekly they both knew it would happen, but it wasn't a big thing to them because they were both in long marriages before. Hold your laughter right there. There wasn't a rush. Well, technically there wasn't because he was still married.
Exactly.
It took him a lot longer to consciously uncouple.
Way longer.
So
I think she had a jump on it.
Yeah, and according to Us Weekly, the happy couple would like to keep the happy news a secret, as according to their source, she wants to announce it on Goop. So this is not official, but...
And I don't...
But Gwyneth's hairdresser, somebody leaked to Us Weekly and got paid, and Gwyneth is not too happy about that. So...
And the source is Us Weekly.
Yeah, it is. It is.
You know, which we have to always now...
I don't know why, but I believe this story 100% because I feel like, you know, these two both left their marriages
for each
other.
They really did.
They have stayed together and, you know, all of that. So there's just too many little telling things. I do feel like this came from her hairdresser, somebody in her circle who's like really sick of her goopiness. And they just said,
I'm going to burst your bubble.
Yeah. Okay. Tori Spelling asked to appear in court for an unpaid judgment.
Okay. Now, I hope this isn't her husband's unpaid child support. Or is this just her not paying her American Express bill for like $500,000?
Yeah.
She has it. I don't understand why she doesn't think she has to pay bills.
Her husband is facing contempt of court.
Right.
For unpaid child support. A judge has demanded that Tori now appear in court and bring all information on her assets because she owes somebody $220,000 that she hasn't paid.
Yes. I don't get why that's okay.
It's not okay.
Well, no. I know, but she seems to think it is. Yeah. I wonder if her too entitled life with Aaron Spelling and her 90210 address has just thought, well, I don't have to behave like the peasants.
And like something like that, I think.
Because I like her.
I think, is it like a contractor that she's stiffed or, you know what I mean? Where somebody puts out the money up front and the work and she only paid like half of it.
Right. So it's not
nothing
okay.
to do with him. Okay.
Pay your bills.
Mariah Carey signs with Jay-Z's Roc Nation after firing Stella.
Okay. She's decided she needs to make money.
Yeah. That is the Hollywood speak. Mariah's cleaning house. She's getting legitimate people, assistance, a lawyer, and Stella is not happy about it.
Well, listen, Stella had a run. Stella was paid well. She had a run. Stella was originally someone who made reality TV shows and took the big leap to being her
manager.
Yeah, that's a big one.
And making 10 or 15% for a year and a half.
That's good
and
stuff.
And talked her into that bad reality show.
I think that this is good for Mariah. I think it's a good move.
Okay.
I wish you well.
Okay. Katy Perry and The Weeknd. They went out to dinner together, Julia.
They were probably talking about a song that they're going to do together.
Here, let's Hollywood speak. So they were seen arriving separately at Madeo Restaurant.
We've been there.
In West
That's
Hollywood.
Where we saw Luda.
Mm-hmm.
You're at the top of your game.
But they came in separate cars, yet they had dinner together.
Most people in LA do come in separate cars.
I know. And she was wearing a trench coat.
As one does when they're naked underneath.
Mm-hmm. And they both stayed until after midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And they were together with their heads together.
Mm-hmm.
I know people are saying, well, they're probably working on something, maybe a song. But I'd rather speculate wildly and prepare for an official romance between
Did they leave
two.
Together? Or
no,
in their
because
own separate
they came
cars.
In their separate cars. But doesn't mean they couldn't have ended up at the
I
same
think
place.
Katy Perry loves younger men. She really does. And I think, why not, Katy?
Yeah.
Go, girl, go.
She's single.
She makes $25 million dollars to be on American Idol.
And come on. She doesn't. I mean, Orlando Bloom, it's somebody she just,
passed through.
Yeah.
He was passing.
Yeah.
He was a spot holder.
And didn't Bieber punch him in the face in Ibiza because of his supposed romance or looking at Selena Gomez? And The Weeknd used to date Selena Gomez.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Hollywood is 6 degrees of you-know-what.
Of rods.
That's right, of rods. Okay, here's one. Amelia Clark is on the cover of Harper's Bazaar magazine.
Now, I absolutely love her.
Yeah, from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, she plays...
She plays the
blonde
the
dragon
Queen
lady.
Of Dragons.
Yes.
But she also was in
Khaleesi,
Me Before You, which is the cutest rental movie if you've never seen it. It's a good one for the holidays.
It is not, Julia. It is sad, sad, sad.
The book was good.
No, Notting Hill, A Christmas Story. There are many other good
Love
Christmas.
Actually.
Not
just with that ending.
Not with
she's
that
so
ending.
Delightful.
No, I mean that's so just sad. The saddest. That's people don't want to be sad, sad,
really?
Sad. No.
No.
All right.
So anyway, here's what she shared with the magazine about. They asked her about nudity in Game of Thrones.
Okay.
As we like to call it, boobs and dragons or bits and dragons.
Mm-hmm.
She said there are so. She said I'm starting to get really annoyed about this stuff now because people say, oh yeah, all the porn sites went down when Game of Thrones came back on. She said, there are so many shows centered around this very true fact that people reproduce. People bleep for pleasure.
Yeah.
It's a part of life.
Amen. Hear, hear.
Word, Amelia.
No kidding. I love that she said that.
Did we see her on the red carpet?
We did, Lori.
Yeah, and she's tiny.
Yeah, but she's so...
So cute.
So cute with her English accent.
And
Jason
Momoa, who we saw on the red carpet, he admitted that he got kind of bummed out about the Justice League reviews.
Oh, that's kind of sweet. Because he played Aquaman, and he was in the first one. I thought you were going to say he was bummed out because he was killed off in the first season of Game of Thrones.
No, I was bummed out. Was bummed. I was like, oh, no, not Drogo. He was one of the few guys, Dragol, whose name I wanted to remember because I'm like, who is that?
Yeah.
Kind of bummed
him
out.
It's kind of sweet that he said that.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest. I mean, that's kind of sweet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's another one. Julia, just go ahead.
Go ahead, what?
Go ahead. We never really...
Can I leave?
I really...
Go ahead. Where am I going?
Here, about Jennifer Garner. She really did not want to leave Ben Affleck.
I know she didn't.
Everyone said, I would not have chosen this life for myself or for my kids. I would not choose to be single or in this position. It's something we're working through. I haven't been on a date and I'm not interested. People want to set me up and I'm just like, no, thank you.
I told you she didn't want to get divorced. Everyone's like, why is she still with him? Because, you know, you're breaking up a family. And when...
Kids are 11, 8, and 5.
Yeah, they're young, and you don't want to do... No one wants to do that.
Except Ben.
Mm-hmm.
And then she
covered him. Last week, he was on some show, and he was kind of charming, Lori.
Yeah.
And he was talking about Thanksgiving, and they asked him, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? And he said, well, we're going to be... Jen and I and the kids are going to be together. And it was Savannah Guthrie, and she goes, you don't have to cook or anything, do you? And he goes, oh, God, no. No one wants that.
Yeah.
Jen's a great cook. She'll do it. Because Savannah Guthrie doesn't cook either in her relationship.
And does her guy cook?
Yeah. And it was just kind of sweet. So they're going to be having Thanksgiving together.
All right.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And this, maybe you knew this, but maybe you didn't. Bob Weinstein used to pay Harvey accusers from his personal bank account in the 1990s.
Just to protect... His brother.
And keep the company
afloat.
Jeez. Afloat.
Yep.
So he's always known.
Yep.
So it's interesting that those two, maybe the fight was the brother was like,
I'm sick of this.
I'm sick of this. But the time to have had that conversation was the very first time.
20 years ago.
Yeah.
30 years ago.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, he was paying. He was doing that on the side. When it was still Miramax and they didn't have a board of directors, it was just the two of them making all the decision. That's
$1 million
how Harvey covered it.
Per person.
Yeah. Wow.
Yep.
All right, listen, we come back. Oh, gosh, we got some Hollywood news. The most romantic movie of 2017 is, we'll tell you.